Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, performed by the late Ellis Marsalis on his 1992 album Heart of Gold. Well, now New Orleans and the greater jazz world know what it means to miss him. The pianist, educator, patriarch of the musical Marsalis family died last week at 85 from COVID-19. He taught in New Orleans universities as well as his own Center for Music in the city's Ninth Ward. His students included jazz greats Terrence Blanchard, Harry Connick Jr., and his own sons, including Wynton and Branford. We want to spend a little more time on Ellis Marsalis' passing, and saxophonist and bandleader Branford Marsalis is here to help us do just that. Branford, so sorry. You know, what a big presence gone. How are you processing this?
The way my father would have. It's bittersweet and time for reflection.
Yeah. Well, let's do just that. He taught all his kids, but not to make you the big stars you became?
No, he wanted us to think a certain way, and he used music to do that. He would always chide me about not practicing, and I said, well, man, if I'm playing in an R&B band, what is it that I actually have to practice? They're not the hardest parts in the world. And I did what I wanted to do. He never prevented me from doing it the way I wanted to do it. And when I turned 19 or 20, my brain started drifting towards more complicated music, which I think is the byproduct of constantly being exposed to complicated music.
Talk about what he was like as a teacher.
Very Socratic. If I were to play something and say, so how was that? He'd say, well, how do you think it was? It's frustrating at first because you don't have the ability to hear the music properly, nor do you have the ability to process the information. But what he was doing by doing it the way he did it was forcing us to think for ourselves. Whether the music we were playing was good, whether it wasn't good, what made it good, what didn't make it good. And it was years of that. And the one thing that was great for him to help me understand is that music just being a metaphor for life, in your life, all you can do at any given time is the best that you can do at that time. And it is not a reflection on how you will be later. And that was like the best lesson that he could have ever given us for music and for our lives.
Well, talk about your dad's influences. Charlie Parker, Thelonious Monk, he released the album An Open Letter to Thelonious in 2008. He and his quartet played versions of some Monk classics. Let's listen to a little Straight Note Chaser. Branford, what's the thing you'd want to say about your dad's playing?
It was very soulful, and he had this beautiful sound on the instrument that when you listen to early recordings, a lot of the musicians had that sound because they were all playing dance music, so you had to be able to project. And he had that, and he could swing like nobody's business.
You know, this is so recent. He was older, but still.
It wasn't a shock. I mean, we knew. Like, when he started coughing, the caretaker called us and said, yeah, I think this is corona. And all you had to do was look up the statistics for people his age and see that statistically everything was against him right at that point. But when it actually happened, it was such a blow. It was such a blow. I mean, today is the first day that I even feel halfway normal. And I think about all of the people. Like, at least because of the nature of it, they allowed us to visit him one family member per day. So I feel blessed.
Well, you know, there are many people mourning with you. I think, you know, I've had a word to send to you. Pat Metheny, the guitarist, said to tell you he was the dad of all of jazz.
Wow, that's very kind of Pat. Thanks, Pat.
I hope that helps, that so you're not alone.
You know, it's funny. I think I am alone. You know, much like a lot of the music that I like listening to, mournful music, it requires a certain level of reflection and isolation, to me. I mean, some people want to be around as many people as possible, and I can understand that. But I think that at some point you have to deal with your own feelings about this, and it's better to start that sooner rather than later for me.
Can you think of a piece of your dad's that you'd like us to go out on?
Well, there's a song he played on a record that he and I did together, Miss Otis Regrets, which is actually an interesting song. because it's a song about a lynching. And they said, you know, do you have any last words? And her last words were like, Miss Otis regrets she will not attend lunch today. The way he played it, it's just beautiful. It's solo. It's just him. It's incredibly pensive. So I think that would be a good one.
Well, we will. And Branford, I hear you saying that solitude is what you need, so we really appreciate your speaking with us. Thank you so much. And again, so sorry.
No, I appreciate it. It was really a pleasure talking with you, Robin.